Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette. Yes, speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling trying to figure out what is this purchase that was made on my credit card for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
45205.
And your name?
Cheyenne Woods.
And you said 45205?
Yes.
Okay, didn't find it under the zip code. What's the spell your first name?
Cheyen.
And last name?
Woods, Woods.
Not finding it. And how long ago you made this purchase?
I didn't make a purchase. I'm looking at my statement on my credit card statement, and it say a pre-authorization debit, and then it has all of these phone numbers. And
yes,
then
ma'am. We the
let...
customer support number. That's why you have it on your bank statement to call here. But you're saying you didn't make anything, so you're getting a charge off your account. What? When did that take place? When did you get it off your statement?
I'm looking at it right now. Wait a minute, let me see the date. It say pending right now. It's just say pending. So I guess it must have did it today.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't see it right away. That's why I'm asking. But what's your phone number?
513-207-6790. I'm trying to find out what it is because on here it doesn't say.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Just say
I understand you trying to find out. I cannot let you know what it is until I locate a transaction for you.
No, I know that.
Yeah. Because we have hundreds of products and stuff. So that's why I'm trying to identify your account before I start speaking because I don't know what you have until I can pull you up. So under the phone number, it's 513-207-6790.
Uh-huh.
One moment, please. Which you said Cheyenne Woods?
Yes.
Would Shea Woods be the same person?
That's my cousin.
That's your cousin? Well,
yeah.
The transaction was done in the name of Shea Woods. And it was done
okay.
on 611. And
six
what it is,
seven.
That's yesterday or last, just since midnight anyways. But,
okay.
Hold on. What's your email?
My email is King Jordan Style Kids Apparel.
All right, so what's the address for this? What's the address that should be on this account?
On what account? Because I'm not sure what this is.
I know you're saying you don't have an account, ma'am, but I have to get through it to see where we are. I know you probably didn't either. I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department, but you already said Shea Woods was your cousin. So now
yeah.
I'm trying to identify that Shea Woods is even your cousin, Shea Woods, with the address that she might have on file. So what is the
okay.
What's the account? What's the address?
That address is 4824 Hazelwood.
What's the city and state?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, so I have an address for Cincinnati, Ohio, but it's not what you're giving me. So would you happen to know what Shea Woods' address is?
She moved, so I'm not even sure.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I have an account that was done on 611. It was done
okay.
by Shea Woods. You say
okay.
you recognize that person, right?
Yeah, that's my
oh,
cousin.
Okay, whoever it is, but they have your card number, and they have your card, and they use your card to make this transaction. You keep saying you don't know what it is, and that's correct, but I'm saying to you that person, you're agreeing that this person is using your account.
I never gave permission to use my card.
You never gave her permission to use the card. Okay, so
yes.
Here's where we are right now. The $56.95 is on your account or on Shea Woods' account. And what I'm not going to do, what I can't do, because you're not giving me your name and your address, but you recognize, what's the card? What's the last
my,
four digits?
My name, I gave you my name.
I know you did. What's the last four digits of the card number that was used?
1,000.
Okay, that's your card number on this on here that was used, but it's Shea Woods and it's at a different address than what you gave me. So what I'm going to do, you can do one of two things. You can discuss it with Shea and call back later. I can transfer you over to the fraud department and handle it accordingly. I can't really handle it because you're not giving me, you're not identifying information I need for you. I know you said you just happened to tell me Shea was your cousin because I asked you that. But your address is not checking out with you, and the address is not checking out with the card number you're giving me.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So I can't really do anything, because what if Shea is Shea, and Shea, this is Shea card instead of being Cheyenne's card? So I really can't do anything with it, because unless you identify what Shea's address was, and we go from there.
I don't even know, because she moved.
You don't know her address?
The new address. But what I do is call my bank, and I just do this with my bank, because I'm trying to figure out what is the purchase. Here it is.
The purchase is she applied for a contest entry for a chance to win a kitchen product, but it's a contest entry. You made me laugh. what I'm trying to find out is, you done made me laugh, and I didn't mean to laugh. I wasn't laughing at you, but your response was like, what the hell? But she did a contest entry, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. It said the products, they will receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing. And you're also going to be charged for the discount shopping store, and it will receive a $125 voucher monthly. So you either need to have the conversation with Shea, or we need to transfer it over to the fraud department, or I don't want to do anything with it because I'm not talking to a person and address the same people. You see what I'm saying? Either I have to transfer it over, or you call back after you talk to Shea.
Honey, because 5695 for
yes.
What the heck is this? Like,
5695. Now, let me ask you this: is she the type that she just have your card and can use it if she need it?
Well, see, okay, this is what it is. Like, I have a kids boutique.
Okay.
So I had sent her to go pick up my merchandise for me.
So she has your card in her possession.
She had it. And that
she
was
had it
like,
in her possession.
Yeah, probably like a month ago, but she
a month
was
ago.
Going to yeah, she was going to pick up some merchandise for me.
No, I can't say this. Stop. I'm at work. Well, anyway, she has shopped at the kitchen store. And
yeah, this kitchen store finna get her toe up.
But anyways, call back or call your bank or have your bank to call in. I'm not going to do anything with it because I have conflicting information.
Right.
I don't want to.
Right.
If you'd have said to me, well, yeah, Shea lives in my household, and this is, and if Shea's address happened to have been your address, I kind of would have did with something. But you can't identify Shea's address, and you identify Shea, but you identify it as your card. So I'm not going to do anything with it. But what you can do is have your bank to call back, or you can call back later. Maybe another agent over my head might can do something, but I'm not going to, because I can't. I have to get you to verify an address for me.
I'm about to call her right now. That's
okay, ma'am.
I'm about to call back,
and they can do something. Whatever I'm going to do tonight, they can do tomorrow or later, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling Customer Support, okay? You have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right, bye.